We're back, and I am stoked to talk to my next guest. He was recently on an episode of a show called Shark Tank. You might have heard of it, where entrepreneurs come and pitch to venture capitalists and big successful business people in the hopes that they too will help them grow their business. And my next guest, Juan Stewart, well, let's just say it went well. Juan, welcome to the show, first off.
Hey, thank you so much. Thanks for having me. Appreciate
it. First of all, I love a good story about a great product, and it sounds like you've got one. Tell me a little bit about Frescos.
Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah, I started a sparking agua frescas company in Colorado like 2 years ago, and the growth has been really, really explosive.
Well, for people who have never been to Central America, were these agua frescos are everywhere in Central America. I've not been to South America, but I feel like they're probably there as well. What are these drinks? What are they all about?
Right.
Because you're a native of Guatemala, and this is what you drank when you were a kid?
Correct. Yeah. So we call them here in the States agua frescas, but an agua fresca is basically a water-based fruit or flower and or seed drink that you make. So, for example, horchata is a very famous one that's made with rice, you know. So tamarindo is made with the tamarind pods, which are like a legume. Jamaica is made with hibiscus flowers, and there's tons of other ones that are made with fruit. But literally a lemonade, that's an agua fresca, you know, orangeade, agua fresca. Basically, there's such an abundance of different fruits. They're very affordable. It's really healthy for people to consume and easy access. So we grow up with lots of agua frescas, and we would make them at home. I've been living here in Colorado for 22 years now, and I would make him for my son, for my family, you know, and it was my son's idea, who was like, you know, we should bottle this stuff, and that's how it took off.
Well, now, were you an entrepreneur before this? Have you owned a business before,
right,
or is this your first foray?
No, this is my second food business. That's why my son was like, yo, bottle this, because my background is I have a hot sauce company as well. I started making hot sauce in 2014, working at the farmers markets. So I learned a lot about this industry, about products, about what it takes to make a good product, how to scale one, how to get into the stores, all the margins. You could say I had competitive advantage doing this one, you know.
Well, no, that's called earned advantage, as I like to call it. You got your MBA the hard way, actually running a business. So,
So
how did the whole, now you started the company a couple of years ago. How did you launch the company, and did you go store to store, or tell me a little bit about that process? I'm curious.
Right. So I did rely on my hot sauce company, because I would participate in, like, you know, we do like 10 of the largest farmers markets across the state, from Boulder to Longmont, Fort Collins, Denver, up in the mountains. So that's where I get to test. I've always tested products there. You know, the salsa is Guatemala. We eat a lot of refried black beans. So black beans, you know, I tested different things. I actually tested the frescos first, non-carbonated in glass at the farmers markets, and got to see, you know, how it would work, you know, with the cost and everything. Glass was too expensive, which is why I moved to cans.
Right.
I totally used the background of my hot sauce company, all those contacts of places to sell, where distributors are, suppliers, manufacturing, and I had no idea what I was doing when I started making hot sauce, you know, and so going through that process of figuring it out, help me on the second round for sure.
So you got, how did you get the chance to go on Shark Tank?
Well, you know, unlike a lot of the other entrepreneurs who were on the show, I actually had very little familiarity with the show. But after going through an accelerator program, my mentor suggested that I look into the process, that I could be a good fit. And I watched an episode and I thought, yeah, I could do this. And I applied. That was it.
So you were on the show at the exact same time they had a guest shark, because they usually have the same panel of sharks and they'll have a guest every once in a while. And you find out that this guy, Daniel Lubetsky, first of all, he's a Mexican-American entrepreneur. He started Kind Snacks. Did your heart just leap when you found this out? Like, this guy is going to get what I'm doing here?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, we are intrinsically tied to the same cultural source of all this. And so I knew that that he would totally understand.
Well, hang on just one second, because we have a lot of feedback. I want to make sure that A-Rod's checking in with him, because I want to make sure we got a good fight. I find this fascinating. Not to mention, I think going on Shark Tank is super cool. Just super, super cool. A-Rod's calling him back real quick, see if we can get a better line. That's the second time that's happened with that fuzz, A-Rod. Something is going wonky. Call the telephone company. Find out what's happening. It's fine. It'll work out. He's getting one. Stuart is my guest today. He is the owner of Frescos Naturales, a soon-to-be massive drink company coming out of Boulder. Now, you were just telling me about the connection between Daniel Lubetsky of Kind Snacks, who was one of the sharks when you showed up on the show.
Right, yeah. No, absolutely, yeah. Super stoked to be working with Daniel. I had no idea. I wasn't sure if he was going to be there or not. But yeah, we are. He's from Mexico, you know, I'm from Guatemala, so we're both intrinsically tied to the cultural roots of Frescos, and he's somebody that has mad experience as a business person, and also somebody who I feel has, like, a lot of integrity in everything that he does. It's not just about, obviously, you know, for business, money is very important, but it's about more than that. What more can you do with your business that creates a positive impact? So I'm really excited to be partnering with him.
Now, what does that look like for you practically as a business owner? How much access, what kind of information is he providing? What does that relationship look like?
Well, I'm still a very young brand. You could still call me a startup, actually. for the level of companies that he works with. So for now it's going to be looking basically I'm partnering with him so that he can, you know, coach me and mentor me in this, you know, this whole year, so that we can, you know, better position ourselves for investment at the end of the year. So I still need to grow Frescos. It's the growth has been massive really quickly. Like, we're already in Kroger here in Colorado and Ralph's in Southern California. It's just our second year. We've had lots of support at farmers markets and a lot of what I call, like, hyper local stores, coffee shops, restaurants, breweries. So I need to just keep on growing locally and deeper, you know?
No, I think that's, you know, yeah. What? You're going to grow it the right way. And then a big, are you, if a big soda company comes to you and says, "Hello, Mr. Stewart, we'd like to give you a lot of money for this company." Is that something you would entertain, or would you want to keep this and grow it into something else?
I would think about it, but, you know, one step at a time, you know what I mean? So I'm really, really in love with what I'm doing. I feel really lucky that I ended up doing what I was doing. I started doing hot sauce as a way of supporting my family, you know, with I never expected in my life. My background is in film and videography. I'm an editor and all that. So when that wasn't, you know, when I wasn't making enough for, you know, I started the hot sauce thing. That was 9 years ago. Now this is all I do, is now just food. And I love it. I couldn't be more connected to a product. Frescos is literally my childhood, my family, my whole cultural identity is packed into them. So I'm just stoked to be doing what I'm doing. You know, I feel very blessed and lucky.
Well, it doesn't surprise me that you've worked in a field that requires an eye, because the cans for your product are beautiful.
Yeah,
like, the labeling is beautiful and it's very eye catching. And I bet it really stands out on the shelf because nothing
Absolutely.
Else looks
yeah.
like it, you know?
Yeah, no, I wanted to make sure the labels were in Spanish, you know what I mean? To highlight, you know, our culture and the authenticity of our product. I feel that we can reach a much wider consumer base that way. And the font, all the colors are, you know, I'm a huge music fan. So my brother-in-law is the one that draws everything by hand. And he's really, really good. And he's from Peru. In Peru, there's a type of cumbia. It's called chicha, and it has a type of font. So that's what we were going for.
Oh, they're beautiful. They're really gorgeous. Yeah. And it's a weird thing probably to compliment you on, but they are really pretty.
I think that's what draws people, for sure. At least for that first one, you know, for the first try. You have to have good stuff inside for people to consume it again, which I think we do. We have, you know, I feel we have, like, the best hour surfers you can find on the planet in a can. The marketing is very important to get people to get close and see, like, yo, what is this, you know? And see there's something fresh, something new.
Well, you know what? I know you're going to be a success with this. It's really cool that we got to talk to you before you were the Agua Fresca king of the country. So Juan Stewart, best of luck to you, and I continue success in all you do.
Yeah, respect. I really appreciate it. Much love. And fine as the King Supers now, we got a four-pack, mixed four-pack, 999, you know, best deal in town.
There you go, Juan. Never stop selling, my friend. Never stop selling. Yeah, all right, man. So nice to talk to you. I appreciate your time today.